22 past 10 is the time, as the Royal Commission into the institutional responses to child sexual abuse goes on. Perhaps the biggest organisation that'll be under the spotlight will be the Catholic Church, mostly because they are a very large organisation which ran so many schools and so many orphanages and the like. They have set up a body called the Truth, Justice and Healing Council. And the CEO of the council was in Wollongong yesterday to have a chat to our bishop. His name is Francis Sullivan, the CEO, and he joins us now here at 97.3 ABC Illawarra. Mr. Sullivan, good morning.
Oh, good day. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, you've been set up to, quote, coordinate the church's response to the Royal Commission. Can you tell me what that means and why it isn't just another PR company for the Catholic Church?
Look, the Catholic Church is a pretty diverse organisation. It's not a monolithic structure, so it's got 189 religious congregations that have run schools and welfare services and orphanages and everything like that, plus they've got 35 dioceses. So when the church leadership said they wanted to embrace the Royal Commission openly, fulsomely, there needed to be a mechanism to do that. And we talked to the Royal Commissioners about that and said that we'd set up this council, which effectively will be the vehicle through which the Catholic Church presents to the Royal Commission, provides the documents, provides submissions, and organises what they would call witnesses to come forward.
So does that mean the Royal Commission has to go through you to get all of this material?
No, it doesn't have to, but it's a convenience for them to do so.
To have the one contact to achieve that.
Yeah, basically, it's a mechanism. It's a, if you like, it's a one-stop shop for them. But it doesn't mean at all that the Royal Commission in any way is hampered in getting the information it needs from particular organisations within the church. It's just that we get on and get it for them.
I mean, you've set yourself up to try and coordinate the response, quote, with a commitment to cooperation, openness, full disclosure and justice. How do you go about achieving that through this incredible diversity of branches of the church?
Well, fortunately, the church leadership, that's the archbishops and the religious leaders, have made it pretty plain that they want people to be able to tell their story, and they want the church's story to be told as well. Royal commissions are about inquiring into things, so it's important that organisations are open and transparent. That means that we will comply fully with any notice from the Royal Commission for documents and files. That means that we will provide any information they need either beforehand or during the hearings. And most importantly, and I'd really like to stress this, we are not running some type of legalistic strategy that will squash the voices of vulnerable people. As a matter of fact, we're encouraging anybody who wants to come forward and tell their story, particularly people who have been damaged in the history of child sex abuse, to get the opportunity to come forward. That's firstly the most important thing, really.
Well, you've given a commitment not to hide behind legal technicalities. You've actually written that as part of your mission statement.
Sure.
I mean, does that worry people within the church that might be giving evidence, though, that they're not subject to the full protection of the law?
Well, I want to be very clear here. We're not running a campaign to hide any criminality. We're running a strategy to reveal the truth. Now, where people in the past are subject to legal charges, then so be it. We want to demonstrate how the church has handled child sex abuse from the 50s through to today. And interestingly, Nick, in the last 20 years, the church hasn't been sitting on its hands. It has put in place a lot better processes than were around in the 70s and the 80s. And we'll have an opportunity to tell that story. But at the same time, we want to recognise the anger, the disenchantment that's in the community about how things have been handled in the past.
There seems to be an echo in the name of your organisation with the South African body that was set up to look
and reconciliation
to not necessarily charge people or apportion blame, but just to get the truth out there and to help move the country on. Is that a very deliberate thing?
Well, I think it is deliberate that we have chosen echoes of a reconciliation process. But first and foremost, we need to recognise our role in the damage and the hurt. We need to recognise where we've mishandled things, where we have been incompetent. You don't go anywhere unless you're being open about that and being straight about that. And I think in truth and reconciliation commissions around the world, they only work where major players are open and humble about what's gone on. That's the first thing. But, you know, I can't help but stress it. We already know that a number of people who have been damaged by sex abuse never come forward. They never tell their story. No, that's their call. But sometimes people need to be able to have the freedom to do it because it enables them to start along a process of proper healing. I think we all want that. And I hope, to be honest, that the process of the Royal Commission doesn't let people down because there'll be many people who will be wary of getting involved. It's the nature of this sort of thing. There are many people who feel extraordinarily isolated and abandoned. And somehow, let's hope that they can find a way through this, or at least using this, to embark on some process of healing. Justice needs to be provided, dead right. Organisations need to contribute to big redress systems, dead right. But overall, the dignity of people who have been damaged needs to somehow be not only preserved but maintained.
As you travel around dioceses, such as you did yesterday in Wollongong, what are you telling the bishops about the Royal Commission and about the future over the next 3 years?
Well, to be honest, I'm giving them a bit of a summary of what I just said then. Right. You know, our attitude and the disposition we're bringing is exactly what I've just said. I've been really heartened, particularly in Wollongong by Bishop Ingham. He's right on board with that. I mean, we're on the same page there. The people in the Catholic Church in Wollongong have got a long way towards trying to embrace the past and bring to the current arrangements a proper, just and healing process. But we've also just had to talk about the logistics, you know, that the Royal Commission is beginning its process of seeking documents and files and how that has to be complied with properly and fulsomely, explaining to people that there is at present a lot of private hearings occurring for the Royal Commission where people are going and telling their story, and that the public hearings, where we'll be much more involved, will happen around October, we think. So it's really a bit of, you know, background briefing, at the same time explaining to people the spirit and disposition we are bringing as a church to the whole process.
All right, Francis Sullivan, very good to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Thanks for the opportunity. See you.
That's the CEO of the Truth, Justice and Healing Council, from the Catholic Church here at 97.3 ABC Illawarra.